Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm just making sure, Nick.
Nick saw me. Self-waft.
I self-waft because I want to make sure my sense of smell is still there. And it is.
Your health check?
If you guys don't smell that, you're sick. I guarantee it. Nice.
Oh, God, I'm not
there
sick.
There you go. I'm just helping out.
Because
that's still,
fine,
some people are still saying that's a symptom. You can't smell stuff. You can't taste stuff at the coronavirus.
Should I be concerned?
Get over here.
Not yet.
Get over here, Todd.
I can't smell it either, Todd. Don't worry.
Okay. Because yeah, well, you're in another room.
You're in another room.
And I might have something to do with it.
I have long been immune.
The airflow may ass, come right? this yeah. way, yeah. though.
To Tyler's ass.
Yeah.
And it seems to gravitate toward Craig.
My ass.
Yeah, stench does
ass.
Seem to.
Dr. Bean is going to phone. Bert Kreischer is also going to give us a buzz. And Tommy Chong.
Dr. Mina
may. And it's a weekend, by the way.
Yeah. Just a little heads up here. Dr. Mina may give you some answers that you... There may be many things you don't want to hear.
Yeah, when I'm blowing smoke up your ass.
Dr. Mina may also chew somebody's ass who said, you know, just have one vice and have it be really good.
That's Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my advice was not adding more. Yeah. Just keep it to one.
No, I want to add more.
Kreischer had perfect timing with this special.
I know. Same with the Segura. Both,
yep.
both yeah. buds are, you know.
Huh. All right, then.
All right, then. We lost Curly Neal, by the way.
We did.
Globetrotter Curly Neal dead at 77. Non-corona, right?
That's correct.
All right.
Five players had Curly Neal.
Was he sick?
He was 77.
Eh.
I don't know.
All right.
Some of the players that had, well, the players that had Curly Neal, Big Red Goose. Gets a hit.
Yeah. Now the goose is on the table.
As does Dexter Fitztroykman.
Troykman fits Dexter, right?
Diaper check gender reveal gets a hit.
That's how you do it.
Jack Nicklaus forearm skin.
We have no idea what that's about.
And Shinigami butt mullet. I'm assuming Shinigami is the art of folding hair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I have no idea.
Yeah, party in the back.
I'm just guessing.
Business in the front.
Right. Again, the following segment may contain answers and content you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
But it's going to be real. Dr. Mina.
Hi, Doc.
Welcome.
Hey, good morning. We're number one, aren't we?
Number yes. one, Doc. How are you keeping yourself safe since you're the doctor on the front lines that we know?
I am scared out of my mind,
yeah,
to be honest. So I am actually currently on watch because I was in the hospital for a week, less than 2 weeks ago. So I'm currently just on monitor. So I'm not allowed to go back in right now.
Oh, you're not. And you just, can't, and obviously you're,
no,
you're not teaching anymore right now either, are you?
Well, so I'm not teaching right now, but our labs the university shut down, so my labs are closed down, but we're still trying to do research because there's now a threat that the funding sources, the grants that we have, will be cut because nobody's working. We're not productive. We're not producing research. The problem is we can't produce research because it's a patch of the lockdown. But I do, we're all on Jeopardy and filled out forms for what we can and cannot do or would be willing to and less willing to do. And I got called last night to please develop a model to predict who will die if they are not seen in the hospital within the next 24 hours.
How close is the city of Philadelphia? It's right down the road from New York from becoming New York.
We are, because New York and New Jersey are really probably the two hardest hit. We're bracing ourselves. We've started converting. We have plans to convert our lobbies to hospital beds, which is what New York City hospitals are doing right now. We have emptied out as much of our ICUs as we possibly can to free up ventilators. We're getting more cases now. We're getting healthcare workers, unfortunately, who are getting exposed. So it's happening. We're watching.
I got a hunch that you don't need that many of those. I got a hunch on that.
Oh yeah, no. That's what everybody says. And by the way, I just, I have family in Michigan and very good friends in Michigan, and Michigan's not that far from Nebraska, and there is a community hospital about an hour outside of Detroit where they used their last ventilator 2 days ago. They've run out of medications to keep people sedated on the vents. They've run out of Tylenol. I mean, it's not just the coast. Folks, this is along the Midwest and in the South. In fact, there are probably more cases in the states in the South, like Georgia, Louisiana. I think Pennsylvania just beat Texas this morning, but we're neck and neck, as there are on the East Coast. So it's everywhere. It's across this country. It's not just something where in the big cities on the East Coast or the West Coast this is happening. This is happening everywhere.
That's what people are thinking, I believe. I guarantee
you. Reading that Detroit and Chicago are going to be the next one.
Yes. Yes. A very, very good friend of mine is the chief over in Chicago, and I haven't heard from him. Like, he's just so busy. I haven't heard anything from him.
Does your old condition, when you were in the hospital years ago, does that put you at risk more?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. It puts me at much higher risk. So that's why I'm on a drug that suppresses my immune system, which could be a good or bad thing, thinking about how you look at it. So when I was in the hospital, I was, obviously being extra careful, but that's why they have me on a watch right now for 2 weeks after I was, technically in an exposed area. But I'll go back in. We're going to run low on doctors. We are going to run low on doctors, and they're calling. I've now had my license extended to New Jersey just under emergent circumstances so that we can help people out there. And we're calling in retired docs. What's really amazing is that nobody is saying no. Nobody is hiding away. Everyone is saying, okay, what can I do? Maybe I can't be there right now, but I am helping take care of patients via telemedicine. I'm triaging them. I'm developing this horrible model to predict who's going to die and who's not. It's a lot of fun. So everybody's doing whatever they can, wherever they can, to help out. And then
Is it a list of people you want to die? Because we got one of those going here.
Yeah.
Just we have a list of one of those, right? You're a doctor. You can't do that.
I may have a couple in my back of my head, but no, we don't wish that on
you. Oh, there you go. There you go. Screw the Hippocratic Oath there. All right.
She's sworn to uphold it.
We're not.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you, though, the worst part of this, here's my sobering thought for you bastards. The last time I had alcohol of any type was the end of January.
Oh,
I have not been able to drink. Since the end of January.
Are you sure you're just not trying hard enough?
Because you got to be at work? Because you're...
I could be called in. I'm on call. I'm on Jeopardy.
Oh my God.
I could get called in any time. So, you're under all this stress, completely depressed, and I can't drink. So everyone shut up. Sit on your couch and drink your goddamn alcohol for me.
Well, we will. It's the weekend. I plan on it. All right. That
all
sucks.
All we're asking people to do is sit on their couch and get drunk, and you guys can't even do that properly.
No, you're right. Can you get high? Can you get high?
No. No. What are you talking about? Barry, thank you so much for telling people to pick up their old vices start a few new ones. Because the last thing we need right now is your drunk high ass in our hospital. We got enough stuff to deal with without having to deal with you fools.
Only one. Seriously. Only one of those, not both.
No, we were saying
you didn't say only one. You said you could only do one well at a time.
Okay.
You couldn't try.
That's right. Yeah, you add the second one, then you are going to the hospital.
We said recovering alcoholics are going to have trouble. Recovering alcoholics are going to have trouble.
They
are staying sober, and we said they just go for it, right?
Oh yeah.
So if you do fall off the bandwagon, please be like the patient that I took care of. Is this we get called from the emergency room because someone's vomiting up blood. So you know we run down there because this is what we do. We run in when people are vomiting blood all over, and me and my fellow walk in, and this person looks at us. This patient looks at us and says, "I just want you to know I drink a lot." And I was like, thank you. You helped a ton.
Well, he helped you. At least he helped you.
We don't need to talk. Exactly. We don't need to talk anymore. We got this. We know what we're doing.
You got
so
this.
So if you're going to embed in a vice, please just let us know up front. Like tattoo it, put a little tag. We don't need to talk. We got this. We'll figure this out.
Man.
But there were a ton of great questions that people asked, and some dumb ones you guys had.
So explain this one. I saw you answer somebody's, but this has to be said, because the guy was, he asked you a question you still see on the internet, because people on Facebook are stupid, and they keep trying to compare this to H1N1. Explain why this is the worst than any other kind of flu to people that don't want to hear it.
Doc, how
we get through to these people.
Well, let Doc tell a story here.
Well, I think
why it's worse.
I think they're very dug in now, and I don't think there's changing any minds.
She's going to tell us. She's got to sell us, at least.
It's because you're looking at the number of deaths, and this guy actually asked about it was a great question.
It was.
He wasn't questioning anyone. I think he was just trying to illustrate the problem getting through to people sometimes. So he was saying, you know, there's so many flu deaths, and compared to how many people have actually died from COVID. And the problem is you have to have the denominator on here. How many people actually got infected? Because you're looking at how many people died of those who got infected. And with the flu, it's much less than 1%. It's like 0.1% of people who get the flu die. Now, a huge number of people got the flu, millions of people got the flu, but it's still only 0.1% of people died. Whereas with COVID, worldwide, it's 4%. In the United States, it's about 1.5%. So we are an order of magnitude larger with COVID than we were with the flu. And that's why we worry about this. If you have the same number of people who get infected with COVID that did with the flu, we're talking about tens of millions of people who will end up dying. It is a national catastrophe in this country.
So it's not you guys. It's not you guys all just getting together to get Trump out of office? Is that it?
Because guess what? Guess who are the people most likely to get sick? It's us. Guess who are the people who are most likely to get the most severe COVID? It's us, because we're exposed to it so much.
Right.
So no, it is not a conspiracy. We're not trying to kill ourselves to get somebody out of office.
Of course you're not.
We are. This is a real thing. So somebody had asked, could they take a cruise in September? When will this be done? Was the question. And it's entirely possible that there's going to be a second hit of this virus. We don't know the seasonality of it yet, but compared to other viruses, it's probably going to come back, which is why we really need to get it under control now and get more tests and more treatments. The vaccine is still about a year away. Will it stay around forever? Probably. It's going to be around. It might be one of those seasonal vaccines and viruses, and we're going to have a vaccine, and then I'm going to have to fight with you bastards about getting your
vaccine.
Not us.
We're going to have to deal with those ass hats. I never get my COVID-19 vaccine. We're going to hear that in 3 years. 3 years. I don't get it.
I know we
are. It gave me COVID.
I know we are. And it is going to kill me. So then also, could I have gotten COVID in December? Somebody said that they had been very sick in December.
I hear this story too.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, unlikely. The first reported case in both the United States and Korea was at the end of January. Remember, there was a huge flu outbreak that we had in this country as well. A lot of flu. It was very early. It was very severe. More likely what you were feeling was the flu if you were sick in December. Don't put cocaine in your ass. Dear God, what the hell is wrong with you people? This was your question, by the way. Can you put cocaine in your ass? And will cocaine kill the virus? Trust me, this virus doesn't need cocaine. It's high enough on life.
Can the cocaine through your nose kill the virus?
I don't think anyone is going to actually look at that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't think it will. I don't think it will.
You haven't tested it.
So do we bypass some things if we put it in the other end and make it better for us?
Would you do this to yourself?
We're picking up another vice here.
We're bored.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
We're bored.
I'm looking for a second vice.
It's the weekend, and there's nothing to do.
This is what I'm afraid of, is what you guys are going to come up with. So if I have asthma, what do you do? Well, there is absolutely truth that having underlying lung disease will make it harder for you to fight off the virus if you get it. But there's no indication that there's anything different that you need to do than what we are telling you to do already, which is social distancing as much as possible, hand washing, not touching your eyes, your nose, your mouth. That's the best thing that we have right now for this, because there's nothing else that you need to be doing. There's a lot of questions about ibuprofen.
My wife keeps telling me, if you have a headache, take Tylenol, not Advil, because Advil aggravate it or whatever.
Yeah, there was some anecdotal reports from France, I believe it was, that were saying, got to avoid ibuprofen, don't use ibuprofen. There's actually currently no scientific evidence establishing any type of link between ibuprofen and worsening of COVID-19.
Got it.
So there's nothing we have no evidence to tell people to not do this.
How about the smelling and the tasting thing? Is that confirmed
yet? It's not confirmed, but there's a lot of anecdotal evidence about the fact that in mild cases of COVID, people are actually losing the sense of smell. So there's actually the American Academy of Ear, Nose, and Throat Doctors, as well as the British Academy, have actually published that we should be asking people about this. Now, what's really interesting is from China, one of the most common symptoms that they also saw was people's losing their appetite. And the question is, they're wondering if people were losing their appetite because they're actually losing their sense of smell as well. And so there is a possibility that there might be a link between this. It's really hard to study these things in a pandemic when we are more focused on other stuff, but this is definitely something that I think more people are becoming aware of. Yes.
But can appetite also be affected just because you're worried all the time?
It could be. Panic, anxiety is definitely a very, very real thing here. But it's a true sense of loss of smell. Like, these people don't smell things that everybody else in their house are actually able to smell.
Right.
Somebody asked me, what's the upside of this? Frankly, if you've got an upside, I really, really, really want to hear about
there's none. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. So,
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You got no good news for us?
No, let me think about this. Yeah, no, I don't really. I'm having trouble with that one. Oh, I do have a good news. Okay, but let me answer a couple more questions.
All right.
So does antibacterial hand sanitizer also kill the viruses? Yes. Apparently there was a post on Facebook saying that hand sanitizer doesn't kill viruses, but it is true. Ideally, soap and water. This is what we recommend first. If you can't use soap and water, you want to use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that's at least 60% alcohol. We do use these in the hospital because they kill viruses and bacteria. The temperature of your water when you wash your hands does not matter. Please just wash them. I think this is a really important one. What actually caused COVID-19? We don't know for sure.
Chinaman
ain't a bat.
China caused it. China. That's where it came from. China.
Yes, stop it. Stop being racist.
Yeah.
Please do not take a page. Here's a good piece of advice.
I love
advice.
That. Whatever stop being racist. I like that.
But
stop being racist.
That's where it came from.
Yeah, there.
Whatever the president is saying or doing, do the opposite, and you're probably right.
That's right.
So
yeah.
what? This is actually what caused COVID-19 is actually a pretty important question, because a lot of people think it's a conspiracy. And I keep hearing this even from actors and actresses, who famous people who are saying, oh, no, this is a conspiracy by the drug companies. We have actually, if you believe us, stupid scientists realizing we are morons, the lot of us, they've actually genetically looked at this virus and have found that it is a product of the natural evolution of the coronavirus, which is a family of viruses. This is it evolved. It evolved to be able to live in humans and to be able to be passed on from human to human contact. This is not a genetically manufactured sort of thing. This is a real thing. So we don't know exactly how it got transmitted from to humans, but we know it is a real product of the natural evolution of viruses, which is what they do. How many people are out there who are positive but don't know? We really have no idea. Based on documentation from China, they looked at a study. About 86% of people who had no idea they were positive but were positive, believe it or not. Now, does that translate to the United States? Very unclear. These people typically had more mild disease. They were less contagious. So if they did pass it on, only 50% of them were contagious. But they caused 2/3 of the documented infections because they had no idea they were positive. And they weren't socially isolating as much as they probably should have. What does shelter in place mean? It means you should stay home unless you are essential activities.
Essential.
I'm sorry. I'm going to giggle a little bit every single time I say that. I can't help it.
We're not as essential as you, but we're essential. Give us a break. Come on. We're
essential. Close. We're close.
We're close.
You're very essential. You're very essential. You're right up there with me.
Someone has to be here to answer the phone to put you on the air so you can get the word out.
Doc, are there people over 60 recovering that don't have underlying conditions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think we hear that enough. I mean, I'm trying to think of something positive that always hear underlying conditions, but are there people over 60 that are getting it and living because they don't have underlying conditions? A la Tom Hanks, obviously. He was over 60.
Yes. Right. Yes, absolutely. Right. I mean, being 60 or 65, depending on what study you look at, is associated with worse outcomes, but that doesn't mean everybody. It's right. Not everyone. And likewise, under the age of 40, we have plenty of people who are dying from this. A colleague of mine who works in the emergency rooms in Columbia Hospital in New York City said within the first hour of his shift, he had done chest compressions on a 68-year-old, a 42-year-old, and a 38-year-old person. So it's like, you know, the whole spectrum of people who get very, very sick and will die from this virus. So it goes both ways.
What's the good news?
You might have a good answer to this. Yeah. Are we assembling more test kits? Is that going to happen?
Yes, I sincerely hope so. This is a really complicated situation. In part because we don't have any direction at the federal level.
No, we don't.
I cannot emphasize this enough. How odd it is to me as a doctor who does not have any. We don't make a ton of money. We don't have a lot of resources at our fingertips to have people accusing us or hospitals and saying, well, why didn't you collect enough of your gowns and masks and gloves ahead of time? Why didn't you stockpile them? As if it's our fault. We have been trying, but we're limited in what we can do, honestly, folks. And then we're getting crap because the government isn't putting forward a national effort to get us this stuff. They're not putting forward a national effort to get testing or to get test kits out to people. There are healthcare providers who can't get tested. They're just told to sit at home and wait and see what happens for 7 days. And if you're okay after 7 days, you can come back to work. And now we're getting pushback from insurance companies. So part of what we're trying to do is do what's called telemedicine, which is take care of our patients without bringing them into the hospital, because we know that we need the hospitals for people who are really sick. But insurance companies are saying, well, we're not going to cover those telemedicine visits. We won't reimburse you for them.
So you tell me, you can look at the screen. If I show you some lump on the screen, look at this thing here. Check this out. You can do that? All right.
Don't fall for that, Doc. He's tried it with me.
I FaceTime.
Don't fall for that.
The third time, Puss hung up his phone, man. Is this a lump, Puss, or what? I'm checking it.
All day last Friday, I was on the phone with patients. I did visits with them. I documented my encounters. I got no money for that. Our hospital made no money for that. I did it because I don't want my patients to come into the hospital. Yeah. I did it so that I could take care of them as best as I could, get them the labs they needed and the medications they needed so that they don't have to come into the hospital. So what is the upside of this? There are a lot of people who have been just unbelievably supportive. I have been probably in tears every single day because I'll get some message. There's a wonderful listener whose six-year-old daughter keeps drawing pictures for me, and he'll scan them in and send them to me. And I've just been sending them to emergency rooms and hospitals, like putting them on Twitter and just, you know, tagging folks of mine who I know are in various places across the country and saying, please share this, like print it out and share it. There are a lot of people who are doing the right things. There are a lot of people who are, you know, being really supportive, and we greatly, greatly appreciate it. There are a lot of people who are trying to convince those around them who don't listen that this is real. People are going to die, and we need you to please stay home so that you don't come to the hospital, so that we can really focus on the folks who are really, really sick and save the resources for them and not increase our exposure. That's the only upside I have to this. This sucks.
This really sucks.
We're staying home.
Right. Another upside is free Pornhub premium.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Really?
Right. If that 11-minute clip doesn't do you enough and you need all 44 minutes, you can get that now.
Also, Doc, check out, I know you have much time, but check out how your parents' home country there of India, they're just walking up, cops are walking up the guys and spanking their ass with a stick to get inside. It's great. It's excellent video.
They're really, really amazing over there. When they put a curfew in place, they don't mess around. I was in India when Indira Gandhi was assassinated. I was actually in India. We were visiting family, and they had a curfew, and it was an 8 o'clock. I remember this was an 8 o'clock curfew. If you were not in your house, they fired one shot in the air, and the next one they were aiming at you.
Oh.
That was it.
Well, they're just spanking
there. They did not mess around.
The fetish guy, hey, I'm outside. Whatever you do, don't spank me.
Listen, I'm over here's one other upside to all of this, and if I could please educate. Well, it's not an upside, but it's a plea. I think that all of this is just underlying and emphasizing how important healthcare is,
yes.
How important it is to be able to see a doctor and to get healthcare and have it covered and not have to worry about it. And I just want to remind you that this is the 10th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act, and a reminder that the current administration is suing to remove all of the Affordable Care Act without a replacement and to block Medicaid.
Unfreaking.
If you want... Yeah.
If we look at national health care after this, we're never going to get it. After this pandemic, we're never going to get
it. Let me tell you, they are not backing down on this.
I know they're not.
They are not backing down. In the face of everything that's going on, they are not backing down on this. I beg folks, please, please, think about this. Think about what's going on right now. Think about how scared people are and how many people are dying. Think about that in November. Health does not care what party you belong to.
No, they don't.
This is affecting all of us. It's affecting states across the United States. All right, give me something happy, guys. I need something happy. Oh, my God, nothing.
We're not going to try cocaine this weekend. Is that good for you?
Thank you.
I shouldn't say try it. We've tried it before. We're good.
Take the goddamn, I don't know, take your vaping pipes and everything out of your ass. What's wrong with you?
Well, that's just Nick.
What is it with guys that they sit there and they have nothing to do and they're like, well, let me see, what orifice can I stick this into today? I haven't tried this one yet.
It's instinctive.
It's just us.
A little bit of self-control. Self-control.
We're bored. What part of thumb up your ass don't you understand? All right. Thanks, Doc.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Take care.
You stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, apparently all the butt stuff is out.
After the
New York health official said, don't do that, whatever we can't say.
Don't put your tongue there.
Yeah.
It's not anal, but it's another butt stimulation.
It's just the next best thing.
And they tell you, now we can't do that.
No butt stuff. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.